Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I am very good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Excellent stuff. Now, Barney, tell us about you've been selected for Team GB. This is incredibly exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It feels great to be selected to represent GB because it's an amazing opportunity not many people have, so it's really good. And it shows that all the hard work I've put in into training competitions has paid off. So, yeah, really exciting.
And, of course, you're going to be meeting up with the rest of your teammates pretty soon. You say you've been working hard. How long have you been working this? Because, what, you're 15 years old at the moment, Barney. How long have you been playing tennis?
Yeah, I'm 15 now, and I started when I was about 4, I think. So, 11 years.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So I've got a 5-year-old daughter. I'm thinking I've missed out now on not getting a tennis racket in our hand earlier. Did you start on like the short tennis initially? Because it's a big court if you're a 4-year-old.
Yeah, well, I started when I was 4. It's called like mini red, so it's a smaller court, smaller racket and stuff. But originally, my dad, because he's a tennis coach, so he got me into tennis quite early. So that's definitely a big factor.
Yeah, I can imagine. And was it pretty obvious quite earlier on that you were reasonably good at this?
I'm not sure. I think just starting young and like keeping on playing really just helped a lot. So that's it, I think.
And I'd imagine there's a lot of other things when you're growing up. There's a lot of other things that can sort of like take your attention, and to be able to sort of like continue with something like tennis, you must have absolutely loved it more than anything else.
Yeah, well, when I was young, I liked a lot of sports, but at the end, I sort of had to choose one sport, and tennis was always my favourite, so I loved it so much that I chose tennis and sort of gave up on everything else. So, yeah.
Fair enough. You go to school in Holmfirth, is that right?
I used to, but now I train in Spain, in Mallorca. So I was there last year at the Rafa Nadal Academy.
Wow. Okay. So that doesn't sound too bad. 15 years old, training in the sun in Mallorca. It's raining here. I thought you'd like to know.
Yeah. The weather's not great here.
Oh, right. Okay. Makes us feel a little bit better. So what you've been selected for is the European Youth Olympic Festival. This sounds like it's going to be a very, very exciting event. This is between the 23rd and the 29th of July. I suppose you're going into this pretty confident.
Yeah, definitely. I've been playing really well so far up to now, so it's been a really good year, so hopefully I can put that into the competition there.
Yeah, and I would imagine as well, I mean, there's not that many great British tennis players at the moment, is there? I mean, there's one that does spring to mind.
No, yeah, we're not doing great at the moment, so hopefully we can do well here.
But, I mean, someone like Andy Murray, all during the time I was growing up, there was zero British tennis players, really. I mean, there was none. I mean, we used to get excited about Tim Henman when he used to get nearly there, and Greg Rozetsky a bit. But with Andy Murray around, that must be just such an inspiration, seeing someone that is at the top of the game, winning Wimbledons, winning Olympic medals. That must give you real inspiration.
Yeah, it's really inspiring having someone, like when I'm growing up, like someone who's world number one. So it's really good to look up to and try and follow his path and stuff like that. So yeah, it's really good.
I've got to be honest with you, Barney, you've got a touch of the Andy Murrays in your voice as well. You sound incredibly similar.
Do it, really?
Yeah, little bit. I think you've got that already there, I reckon. Listen, good luck coming the end of July. I'm sure you're going to be absolutely fantastic. Enjoy the experience and obviously enjoy the rest of your time in Mallorca.
Thank you. Thank you very much.